This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Chof Aleph Hamid Beis. We're one line above the Tesis of Lichtiv. My time at Rav Yud. All out of place? So before we go on, the Gemara wants to discuss this Baraisa, where the Machlekes Rav Meir says the Torah permits to give an Avela or to sell it, either to a Ger or to give and sell it either to a Goy, to a Nochri. Rav Yud says, no, to a Ger, you have to give it away as a gift, free, and to a Nochri, you can't give it free, you have to sell it. Well, I want to know, what's the reasons my Talmid Rabbi who insists that for a Ger it's only being a Sinner and for a Goy it's a Chir? My Talmid Rabbi, so what answers? If it'll enter your mind like Amir says, that you can do both to both, lichter rachmalet the Torah, right? La'ager asher b'sherecha titneno v'acholo u'mocha. But it says u'mocha. It should say u'mocha. If it wants to continue, you can give it to a ger u'mocha, and you can sell. But it doesn't say, it says u'mocha. What do you need the O for? O, lomali, what's the O for? Shmami no, that the O comes to cut off the first half from the second half, as follows. Bagiash ebisharatit nano, beachola, period. O, mochel lenochi, or to sell it to a guy. Lidvorim kiksova, to make it exactly as it's written, that to a gear, only giving, not selling. To a goy, only selling, not giving. That's where the O comes in between. Again, the way you may learn that the words in between both nesine and mechire apply to the first, to ger, and to the last, to nochri, so it should be a vav that connects these two things, nesine and mechire. But since there's an O, the O comes to cut off in the middle as if there was a period. So to a ger, you have to give, and he'll eat it. Period. Or if it's not a ger, if it's a nochri, they have to sell it. Say that. What is the answer to that? So a man says, yes, the O does come to make a distinction between a ger and a nochri. But not a complete distinction, like Rav Yehuda says, that to a ger is osher to sell it, and to a goy is osher to give it. No. He agrees that that O does come as a distinction, but for the following reason. O comes lahagdim nesina de ger nechir de nochri, to make preferable. Lahagdim means to make first, to make preferable. It's preferable to give it to a ger rather than a seller to a goy. Suppose you have here a ger and a goy. The ger is stretching out his hand, he wants to take it for nothing. And the goy wants to buy it from you. So it's more mitzvah to give it to the ger rather than a seller to the goy. That's what the O comes to say. But actually, you can, if there's no, let's say, if there's no alternative, let's say, the ger is here alone, and he wants to buy it, so you have a right to sell it to him. Only it's more mitzvah to give it to a ger than to sell it. So therefore, suppose you have just one person here, a goy, you can give it if you want, but you can sell it too. But you don't have to sell it, doctor, you can give it. Only why did the Torah put the O in? Not to say that to a ger it's only by giving, and to go only by selling, Torah said you can do either by either one of them. Only it's preferable to give it to a ger, and it's preferable to sell it to a goy. So suppose a goy comes by himself, you can give it to him if you want. If there's a ger and a goy, you have to give it to the ger. And even though the goy is giving money for it, give it to the ger. Say that aside.
Okay.
Now you should know, of course, that this is not the sugya of Chizkin Rababo. That will come back again. The machleg of Chizkin Rababo. This is just a diversion. We're off the subject for a little while. The machleg is of Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Now, and Rabbi Yehuda, what is the answer to what Rabbi Meir said that the O only comes lahagdim nesina legeah before mechila nachri? He says, hold those sodiachka. For that, you don't need a pasuk. That it's preferable to give it to a geah rather than sell it to a goy. Even the geah ato mitzvah lachiyes a geah, it's a mitzvah to support him. If a man comes and he accepts upon himself to believe in Hashem, even though he's on the Kabbalah of the Torah, that's a Ger Tosha. We don't have it nowadays, this Din of Ger Tosha. But in the olden times, they had a Din of Ger Tosha. So it's a mitzvah to support him. Give the donkey to him and help him out. So therefore, since Ger Yom Mechuyev to support him, Ben Nochri, he had to Metzuvah Lachyesh. Not the commander to support him, Nochri. Lord Sorcha, you don't need a posik. Svarehu. It's common sense that giving to a geah comes before selling to a goy. So what's the posik coming to say by the O? So you must say the O comes to say only giving to a geah. No selling. Only selling to a goy, no giving. Because if, well, you say that the O comes only to say what's preferable, we would know by our own common sense it's more preferable to give it to a geah than to sell to a goy. Say that. Now the boy comes back to what we originally started. Rabbi Abu said that since in this pasuk where it says, "Lo yisechlu kol nevel," you shouldn't eat any nevela, you should give it to a ger or sell it to a goy. So we see the Torah had to specify here that it's muta to give or sell. So we understand elsewhere where it says the language of achila. It's also even to give or sell. It's also Bahanoi. That's what Rabbi Abu said. And I said, Bishmol Rameah. This would be right according to Rameah. Dama Echad Ger, Echad Nochet. Bein b'mechira, bein b'nissine. The Torah doesn't come to tell us what you must do. You can do either to any one of them. So we say the Pasuk comes to tell us that only here it's Mutar Bahanoi. But anywhere else, where the Isra Achilles, also Banoi. With the Itzdech Kolim Mishre Nevela Banoi, since we need a pasuk here, to say the Nevela is also Banoi. Because to tell us that you can give it to a Ger or sell it to a Goy, it didn't come to say that. It came to say you can do either one. You can give or sell to a Ger or give or sell to a Goy. So the pasuk is actually coming to say, it's Mutar de Banoi. So we understand everywhere else, where it doesn't tell us that Mutar have Anoya, we say Lo Sechlo means Isra Anoya too. So therefore, Kol Isura and Shabbat, all other Isura, where the Torah doesn't specify any permission to have Anoya, Asura Memachir Benoya. So therefore, Rabbi Abo's argument would be sound, according to Amea. Elo Rabbi Yehuda Dom. Rabbi Yehuda said, this pasuk we need for a purpose, to tell us, Ager, you can only give it, not sell it. And the way you can sell it, not give it. So we need the pasuk for that. So we draw him kichsarah hu de'osa. It comes to tell us just in this way you can do it, no other way. But who says that because the Torah says it here, or call the asur and shabbat everywhere else, we know how to do that asur. That's banoi. It's also banoi. It could be everywhere else also mutar be'achila. It's mutar banoi. Everywhere the word lo achil is used, also mutar banoya. The Torah doesn't have to specify anything. Why does the Torah specify here? To tell you, to a girl you have to give it, and to go you have to sell it. That's why it's written here. But not because you have to specify the permission to have anoya. So everywhere else, I can also say it's mutar banoya. So the question now is, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Abohu know that wherever it says Achila, Isa Achila, means Hanoya? Maybe the reason here the Torah specified was not to make it Mutar Behanoya. Maybe it's always Mutar Behanoya. Only here the Torah wanted to tell us that giving to a Geah comes before selling to a Goy. And for the Gemara Nafkele, he would derive it from this. There's another pasuk. La'kelev tashlich en osher. The nevela, you should cast to the dog. Now the word osher, we say. also out of master to kill it. Only in a vela you can cast to a dog. Be out of master to kill it, call it surin Shabbat Taylor. Everywhere else where the Torah says, lo sochel, you shouldn't eat it. Even you can't give it to your dog to eat, because giving to your dog, you're having hanoah. And therefore, he says, here we have a case, say, lo sochel, kol nevela, you shouldn't eat any nevela. And the Torah says, that you can throw to the dog. So we understand that, but nothing else. Well, you have the word achilah, nothing else is mutter to have hanoah. Say that. Now the following you'll ignore in case you're not entirely clear in the Gemara. Because they're not essential right now for us. But the people know the Gemara well now, can listen to the following kind. Bottom tasis. Where it says, Bishmal Rab Meir. According to Rab Meir, Rab Abo has a good proof, since the Torah has to permit Hanoe by Nevela, we understand everywhere else where it says Isra Achille, means Isra Hanoe too. So Tei says, how is that so? How does it follow? Ramea Name Yiksha. Even according to Ramea, it's a Kasha. Who said the Pasuk comes to say it's Mutar Banoe? Ho Itzich Lagdum in the Sin of the Ger. We need that Pasuk to say it's more mitzvah to give to a Ger than to sell to a Goy. That's why the Pasuk is there. Not to say it's mutter b'hanoe, as you'll understand through that elsewhere, it's also b'hanoe. Say the kasha. But seriously, in the answer, the mayor does not need a pasuk to tell us it's preferable to give to a ger rather than sell to a goy. The vadai, ilo havik siv kro kolik, the pasuk wasn't written at all. We even know from common sense that it's more mitzvah to give to a ger than to sell to a goy. But now that the Torah writes the permission to have hanoya, it says, so Amea tells us, if he didn't have, oh, just said, umochel, have it. And lo have a cost of, oh, he wouldn't write, oh, how I mean I would say, the also the midrash, it comes to say, dein sorach lahagdim, makes no difference what you do. And therefore you need the oh to tell us you have to be magdim. Means if the pasuk wouldn't be there to tell us it's mutar havanoe, we wouldn't need that pasuk at all. I would know from common sense that in the scene of the Agar comes first. But now that you need a pasuk to say that it's mutar b'hanoe, to let us know that elsewhere, achila means isra hanoe, oh, so now we can have an error in the pasuk. I think the pasuk is telling you can do both things. You can give to a ger or sell it. You can give it to a goy or sell it. If you didn't have the... So he said, no, O comes to say that it's preferable to give it to a ger rather than selling it. But suppose we didn't need any pasuk, because everywhere else it would be mutar b'hanoe anyhow, so I would know by myself that nesina d'igiyah comes first. But since we need a pasuk to tell us it's mutar b'hanoe here, which means everywhere else it's also b'hanoe, if a Rameh says we need the O to tell us that it's more preferable to give to a ger than to sell it. So once more. The rest of the taste is not necessary for us. It's not. So if we didn't have any pasuk, which comes to say that here it's mutar b'hanoe, and everywhere else it's also b'hanoe, so I would know by myself that nesina d'igiyah is more important. But once you need a pasuk to tell us that here it's mutar b'hanoe, which means everywhere else, achila means isa hanoe, so the Torah would say, give to a ger and sell to a goy, I would say both things, you can do the both. That's why you have to have O to say no. Despite the fact that both are written, between ger and goy, giving to a ger is preferable. If you understand it, if you don't, forget about it. As long as you know the Gemara is good enough. Talk it over. So if you understand already. If you don't understand, it'll be a waste of time talking any further. Can we write down the Gemara? Second line, Rameah. Rameah, what did he do with Oso? He says, Oso atomashli hikelev. And the Vela is Mutter Behanoia, you can throw to a Kelev. The Atom Marshlich the Kelev, who the Shinishka Tabazo, who the Shinishka Tabazo are also Behanoia. So you can't throw it to a Kelev. It's also Behanoia. That's all the Posse comes to say that here, the Torah is Matya to throw it to a Kelev, it's Mutter Behanoia, but there's another case elsewhere in the Torah that is also Behanoia. But that chul and shenish l'azora. Now there it doesn't say the lashon achila, so I wouldn't know isar hanoya there. It says you should bring korbonus to the azora and shecht. So we understand the other korbonus, other things are not korbonus, you can't shecht. But the word achila is not written there, so I wouldn't know isar hanoya. So Amel says isar hanoya by chul and shenish l'azora, we derive the word also. Here it's Mutar Behanoe, but there's one place in the Torah that's also Behanoe, even though the word Achil is not used. Now, and either what does Rabbi Huda say? How does he know this deal? He uses it for another purpose, like he said above. So he also called the Shanishta Bazor, allow the Oraisa. So therefore, there's no Svara at all that I might think is that that's also Behanoe. It's certainly Mutar Behanoe. So I don't need a pasuk to say that there is also banoi, because actually it's mutar banoi. Why? Because it's not the raisa. So once more now, the mayor uses a pasuk. Oso, atol mashlich lekelev, and the veila, you can throw it to a dog. It's mutar banoi. But there's one more case in the Torah that's also banoi, even though the word achil is not mentioned there. That's called shenisa b'azor. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He used lekelev tashlich and oisai. Also to marshal the Caleb. Well, all other Yisroel, we have the Lashon Achila, also Behanoia. What did you do about Chol Shenishta Bazor? He said, there, we don't need a pasuk for that, because it's Mutar Behanoia. Because no Yisroel that I said all. Say that inside, that's where we start. We're in the sugya of the Machlekes of Rabbi Abohu, Chizkiah and Rabbi Abohu. Chizkiah says that when the Torah says an expression, lo sochlu, lo sechel, you shouldn't eat, it only means isa achila, not isa hanoya. When it says, lo ye ochel chometz, that's an exceptional kind of expression. It doesn't say, lo sechel, lo ye ochel chometz, should not be eaten. It comes to add isa hanoya also. And Rabbi Boaz says, no. Everywhere where it says you shouldn't eat, it means you shouldn't have hanoya, no matter what expression it is. Unless there are extra limudim in the Torah that say hanoya is mutar. Otherwise, any isar achila, lo soichlu, lo soichlu, whatever it is, includes isar hanoya. So talk it over first before we start. Five shuvahs down from the top. Mosid Rabbi Yitzchok Knapp, he asked a question. Aregid ha-noshe, that's a certain sinew, that's a tendon, in the thigh of a behemoth, which the Torah says not to eat. The Rachmon Amar says, Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael is gid ha-noshe. Therefore, the b'nei Yisrael should not eat the gid ha-noshe. That's the name of that sinew. Now, according to that, it should be also b'hanoe, according to Rabbi Abohu. It's a language of all circles. But now, but you learned in the Mishnah, sholeach odom yerech lenoch. A man can send a thigh of a behemoth to a goy. Either the goy bought it, or he's giving it to the goy, he can send it to a goy. And there's a gid hanoshe inside, even though he didn't remove the gid hanoshe. Question is this: if a people see that a Yisroel is sending a thigh of a behemoth to a goy, they might think that the Yisroel made it kosher beforehand by removing the gid. So they might come to buy it from the goy, for they know it comes from a Yisrael, and they might eat the whole business. And it'll come to be a nichshel in gid hanoshe. So how could a Jew send a gid hanoshe to a goy? Answer is mipnei because the place is recognized. You can see whether the git was removed or not. So nobody will be nichshel in buying that from the goyim and eating it, because you can see that the git was not removed. Now, we see that you can send it to a goy, so we see you can have hanoya from git on usher. Otherwise, it's also to send it to a goy, whether you're selling or giving it. It's also hanoya. So we see, even though it says a language of lo yochlu, so there's muta behanoya, it's a kasha rebbe abohu, it's a kasha. And so the Gemara, kosola abohu holds that there's a heter in the Torah that permits git anasha to have hanoya. For the Torah said, an avela, that's a behemoth, let's say, that died, you can give it to a geir, or you sell it to a goy. Now, since the Torah is telling us you can have hanoya from an avela, the avela includes everything there, including the git anasha too. Just like the Torah says openly, git anasha is muta b'anoy. It says you can give an avela to a goy, to a geir. Now, giving to a geir means you're having hanoya, because he's going to be grateful to you in return for your giving it to him. Selling it to a goy, so he's getting money for it. So he sees muta de avanoya from the nevela, including git anasha. So the Torah specifically gives him a heter on git anasha de avanoya. That's why it's muta. Otherwise, it would have been also. When the Torah gave permission to have anoya from a nevela, like selling it or giving it, he beheld the git anasha. The nevela was given permission to use, to give to away, have a knife on it. And the chela, there's chela there. So the chela you can't eat, but you can have a knife from the chela. You see, you can give it away. And the gid also you can have a knife. You see, you can give it away. So that's why gid anosh is mutab anosh, but the Torah says, la'agir asher b'sherecha titnena u'mochal anochli. So we see the Torah gives permission to use the whole thing, including the gid. But if not for that pasuk, Enoch and Ami. It would have been also to have a boy from Giramash, say that. Once more, to make sure there's no misunderstanding. Since the Torah permitted to give an avela to a goy, or to sell it to a goy, and an avela includes the chaylev of the nevela and the gid of the nevela, and you're getting money for it. So therefore, we see that it's muta b'amoy. If that's the case, it means any gid is muta b'amoy, not a gid of a nevela. Any gid is muta b'amoy. The fact that the Torah said you can sell it to a goy, a nevela, and the nevela includes a gid, so it means you're giving the goy something for which he's giving you money, or he's giving you thanks or gratitude. You're having anoya from the thing. What you're giving? What you're giving? You're giving everything there. So everything includes the gid too. So we say a gid is muta to have anoya. That's what the Baboy says is the reason why it's muta to send a yorech to a goy, even though you're having anoya of the gid. Because a gid is muta b'anoy from the posik of v'ager asher b'sherecha titnena v'achol amoch l'anoche. Without that posik, however, ain't a chaname. Gid would be also, because it says lo yechol. Look at it once more, it's a simple matter. Only that would be right, that the machlekes, whether a gid is considered something edible or not. Machlekes, the gid anosh is considered edible or not. Well, that's right, Lamando, according to the one that says, yes, we give them a listen, Tom, that give them. Have a taste, it means it's edible. So therefore, you can say it's included in the nevela. Well, it tells you, you're talking about things that he's going to eat. That's the nevela that you're giving him, or selling to a goy. So therefore, it includes all the things that he's going to eat. What does that mean? The gid too? So therefore we learn from there that a Gita is Mutta Bahanoi. Elaman Dharma Aim Begidan Venation Tam, a Gita is not something that's edible. So therefore when the Torah says you give the Nevela to the Goy and the Goy is going to eat it, it does not mean the Gita. The Gita is not included. Ma'i Kalamema, what does that to say? Could be the Torah doesn't permit you to give the Gita to the Goy. Anything other than Nevela, you can give it to the guy, but who said the gid is permitted? They said you give it to him and he'll eat it. You're not going to eat the gid according to this mandalma, so you have no heta in the Torah to permit you to have another from gid and say the cat. And for the Gemara, that's how it is. The one who holds that gidim don't have a taste to eat, he actually will hold that a gid is also behind. But man shamed lay down. From whom did you hear who says, ain't we gidden this in time? So we shimma. The Tanya, oicho me gid ha noshe, shall behemoth me. Suppose he eats a gid ha noshe of a horse. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shtayim. One, because he ate a behemoth's mayo, and secondly, because he ate gid. There are two aveyas by eating gid of a horse. And Rabbi Shimon says, because it's not called eating. Now, it's a little more complicated than that. If you have time, we'll explain it. But Rabbi Shimon holds that gid is not called eating. So we see that Rabbi Shimon holds that gidim don't have any taste of food. Rabbi Shimon nochenami. So Rabbi Shimon actually holds that also b'hanoya. Gid is also b'hanoya. So since a gid has no taste, Rabbi Shimon will say it wasn't included in the heta of giving the nevela to a boy for eating, because it's not something you can eat. The Tanya learned gid ano shemuta ba'anoi div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Isa, he says also ba'anoi. So you see, it fits in exactly. Rabbi Shimon holds gid and don't have a taste of eating. He does say that gid is also ba'anoi because it wasn't included in the heta of gid ano shemuta.
Okay.
Heta nevela. Rashi, nine lines after Rashi spreads, nine shuras after Rashi spreads, for Rabbi Shimon Peitel. Rabbi Shimon Peitel, the Gamli, he says entirely potter. Rebheimatzmei means, although there are two aveyas, it's a gid of a horse, it's from, and anything of a horse is also teeth of Rebheimatzmei, so that Isa of eating something from the Hematmaya's potter, because he holds, and we give him a nation tambosa. He didn't eat anything. Not called eating, like chewing a rubber band. Not called eating. That's why not over the Aveo, eating from the Hematmaya. What about Gid? Me Gid Nami potter. All the Gid is also Bahanoya, should be, no, also potter. Why? The chi asre achmona gid. When did the Torah warn against the gid? Hechad ibesar muta. Only when the muta, the meat is muta. The Torah says the meat is muta, but the gid is also. The hind of behemoth Torah. And behemoth Torah, the Torah says you can eat the rest of it. It's al kain lo yochu b'le Yisrael's gid anash. It means the rest of the behemoth they ate, on the gid they didn't eat. The hoche mashka, so it seems gid lo seichel, but it seems how bossa with a meat, echol he can eat. Ah, vol tmeya, lo hisha al gida. But if he met tmeya, he cannot even eat a meat, then the Torah didn't say that the gid is osa. So therefore, when he eats the gid, you can't make him chai for eating from a horse because it's not called eating. Ain't be gidim in leis in town. And to make him chayav for gid anoshe, also he can't make him chayav because gid anoshe is only osa when the basar is muta. But where the basar is osa, any osa, the gid is also not osa, with any special isa. So there's no isa gid there. That's why it's patur entirely. Okay, if Hashina lo be gid anoshe. Or Rabbi Shimon, Ochenami, the osa gid hatera. Gid of Rahim hatera is osa, even though it's not fit to eat, still it's osa. I feel about noe. That's enough for us. In the case of eating a gid, according to Rabbi Shimon, even though it's not called eating, but it's called hanoe. It's called hanoe. If a rubber band is also on, if I say my rubber band is also upon you with a neder, can you chew my rubber band? Sure not. It's not called eating, but it's hanoe. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, a gid of a horse is not even also behanoe, because when did the Teresa Isa on gid? When the basar is mutter. The basar is also, then the gid is nothing at all. So by behemoth mea, there's no Isa or gid at all. And Isa of eating behemoth mea doesn't apply to it, that's not called eating. Let's talk about it briefly, we'll go by that. Tosfos Rabbi Shimon. Tosfos Rabbi Shimon. Tosfos Rabbi Shimon, Name Mesa Osra. Shimon actually says that Osra Banai. That's the more answers. Mashmeh, it seems, that Mishnah, Shaleach, Yorech Lenocha, you can send a thigh to a goy, Asik Yehuda. Comes out like a Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't send it to a goy. A thigh of a kosher behemoth containing a git. You couldn't send to a boy according to Rabbi Shimon. Hik Shari was asked a kasha. For Rabbi Yehuda, Islay hold the Pelikarma, the Mesutha with the Zohar, to also literally have Matnas Chinim. You cannot give gifts for nothing to a boy. You can't give gifts to a boy for nothing. So how could he send a Yorech to a boy? It says he sends it to a boy, then he's selling it. So now you have to tell me, that's not Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it's also Bahanoi, you can't send it. It's Rabbi Yehuda. But the Buddha says, you cannot give a boy a gift for nothing. Say the kasha inside. So he says, the kasha, to send a yorech to a goy, means you're sending a gift. So Rabbi Shimon wouldn't permit it. He holds also Bahanoi. So if I say it's Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda also wouldn't permit it for a different reason. You can't give a gift to a goy for nothing. Yes, let me take the answer. The whole amount, he said there. I mean, even though it's also to give a gift to a goy, it was a next door neighbor's muta. You can give him gifts. It's like selling it to him. Because you don't want his children to break your windows. So that's like merchandise. He's buying and selling. You have the muta to give a gift to a goy, they live next door to you. Say that. Hiksha Hari Meolians. Hari from Orleans, asked the kasha. Hey, Motsi Osik, how can it come out like Rabbi Yehuda, this Mishnah, that you can send a Gita Nashta to a goy? Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, and Pele Gita Nashta, the Gita Nashta is also Livnei Nayach. Gita Nashta is also to Bnei Nayach. Bnei Nayach means Goya. Because if you give it to a goy, you're Eva, Vishum Eva, Losit, and Mirshul. You can't put a stumbling block before a blind man. You can't cause even a goy to do an Avera, which is an Avera for him. So how can you say this Mishnah? Shaleach Odom Yorech, Lenochik, with a Gid Anosh in it. It's like Rabbi Yehuda, but it can't be Rabbi Shimon, because he holds the source of Anoya. So it's Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda says, a Gid Anosh is also to a goy, the Bnei Noyach. Not also to Bnei Nayach. When I said Bnei Nayach, it meant the sons of Yaakov before Matan Tehet. Before Matan Tehet, the children of Yaakov Avinu were called Bnei Nayach, not called Bnei Yisrael. The Lokosar Elo the Bnei Yaakov is only also to a Yaakov Davke, only them. The came Matan Tehet, before Matan Tehet, Ikre were called Bnei Nayach. When I said, Al Kalo, Yochul, Bnei Yisrael, the Gid Anosh, you're talking about Bnei Yisrael forever. They'll never eat. But it already was in force at that time when they were still Bnei Nayach. That's what the word means. When the word says, according to Abu, the Gid is also to Bnei Nayach. Which Bnei Nayach? Only means the Bnei Nayach, the sons of Yaakov, Avinu, who were Bnei Nayach. Now the question is, how do I know that? Maybe it means the Bnei Yisrael after the Torah is given. The other ones that can't eat Gid Anosha. So he says, the whole old Mishnah is B'Sinai. It wasn't repeated at Sinai. It means this. If a thing is only to B'nai Neach, only for Yisrael, it should say at Har Sinai. But it wasn't, it means after Matan Torah should have been said. Since it was not said after Matan Torah, it means it was said also for before Matan Torah too. Since it wasn't repeated at Matan Torah, so we see that when was this din given? It was given before Matan Torah. So therefore, before Matan Torah, the Bnei Yaakov were already also in Yidanosh. Say that. Weiter in Tesis. In Tema Faktesis, Tikshe Lechiskeh, we have the Kashi now on Chiskeh. Chiskeh said, Aloshen of Lo Sochlu does not mean Isa Hanoe. The Kashi of Rabbi Shimon, the Svil he holds, the Lo Sochlu Isa Hanoe Mashma. Me the Osa Gidanosh, since Rabbi Shimon says Gidanosh is Osa, but the Pasuk says Lo Sochlu, Lo Yechlu, and they say Gidanosh. So we see Loshen Lo Yechlu means Isa Hanoe. It's a according to Rabbi Shimon. So it's a Kasha of Hiskia says Lo Yechlu does not mean Isa Hanoe. Say that. So the Kasha was on Hiskia who holds Lo Yechlu does not mean Isa Hanoe. Here Rabbi Shimon holds it does mean Isa Hanoe when it comes to Gidah Moshe. Yeshua, his answers. First tell us as follows. Kiva and the Sora, since Rabbi Shimon holds, ain't begidden by Nason Tom. So there's no real achila by a gid. Svorehu. So it's logical to say that he. Also, when the Torah says gid anosh is also, by noe name also. It means by hanoe. He says, Al kein lo yohu, the Yisrael is gid anosh. So he can't say it really means eating, but it's not fit to eat according to Rabbi Shimon. So it must say it means also Bahanoia. So ordinarily, Lo Sechlu does not mean Isa Hanoia. When you talk about something not fit to eat, you must say it means Isa Hanoia. The Lo Shaykh be Achila, not Shaykh Achila. So you must say it's not limited to Achila, but there's no such thing as Achila according to him by Gid Anosh. So you must say it means Hanoia. Say that. In Alma, Tesis says another terrace. Now, the second terrace, Tesis said, Rabbi Shimon actually doesn't agree with Chizkiah. Chizkiah is not talking according to Rabbi Shimon. His rule does not hold good according to Rabbi Shimon. And Tesis brings proof to other Tanoim who don't agree with Chizkiah. Although Chizkiah is not a Tanoim, but Chizkiah is talking about the other Tanoim. But Enoch and Ami, they're a Tanoim. According to whom Rabbi Shimon's rule is not a rule, so Chizkiah will hold according to this Teretz. Lo Yechlu means Isa Anoya too. Rabbi Shimon holds Lo Yechlu means Isa Anoya too. Chizkiah will agree according to Rabbi Shimon. Lo Yechlu means Isa Anoya too. But I'm talking about according to the other Tanaim. Rabbi Chizkiah says inside Inami Chizkiah Lo Sova doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon. Elik Rabbi Yehuda. I explain. The lechayla, because superficially we see Nami lost Chizkiah kevin meya. Another Tana disagrees with Chizkiah. The meya pshita lonel. We said above with the isa. Since we need to be matir luishre nevele, so we see that kol isurim asurim anoy. The Torah says nevele is muta dav anoy. You can give it to a goy. You can sell it to a goy. So we understand that only there. The Torah is matir. The Rami said that. We need the pasuk to tell us you can sell it to a goy. The Torah says only there is mutar b'hanoyim. Elsewhere we say according to Rami, it's also b'hanoyim. So we see that all the places where it says lo sechel according to Rami is also b'hanoyim. Now we have two tanoim. We have Rami and we have Rabbi Shimon. So according to them, Chizkiah is not talking. Talking only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Say that. In the Gemara, 12 shows up from the bottom. Rahidam. Rahidam, what? The Rahmona, the Torah says, Kol Nevesh Mikem Lo Seichal Dam. So we see the language of Lo Seichal is written by Dam. So according to Rabbi Abahu, It should be also Bahavah. Rabbi Bo says, any place where it says Lo Sechel Mizisana, but now we learn the Mishnah, Eilu Ve'Eilu Mis'ovim Be'ama, the blood of the Kalbonis, of Kosher Kosher, Kosher Mekalim, all kinds of the blood, or Chatois Penimis, Chatois Chetzenis, two kinds of Kalbonis. Eilu, the two kinds of Kalbonis, so the blood that's poured at the Yesod HaMizbeah runs down into a little gutter, and this gutter leads outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The blood mixes together in the Am is like a little gutter, a little stream that runs through the court of the Beis HaMikdash. But Yoritz in the Nachal Kidron, and it flows out to the stream of Kidron, and that blood is named Korin LeGanon, is sold to gardeners, the Zevel, for fertilizer. But you have to pay for it. Otherwise, there's Mila Midarabana. Midarabana, if you even mail then Hegdish. Actually, it's not called Hegdish anymore because the blood has accomplished its mitzvah already. But Midarabana, they say you have to pay for it. So we see that the gardeners buy this blood that pours out of the Beis HaMikdash in a stream and they use it for fertilizer. And it's Mutar Bahanai. All the Torah says, Lo Sechel Dam. And if according to Rabbi Avoh, any language of the Sechel includes Isa Hanoya too, just like you can't eat it, you can't have a noya either. Here you see you could have a noya from it, that's a kasha. See the kasha inside. And for the Gemara, Shani Dam. Dam is different. The Iskish Lamaya is compared to water. And therefore it's Mutar Bahanoya. The Chsiv Lo Sochlen. He's talking about the Dam, you shouldn't eat it. You pour it on the earth like water. So since the Torah compares it to water, we say, Ma, I'm just like water. Mutar is mutar bahanoya. Avdam mutar. It's also. So the dam is also to eat. It says the Torah is lo sochlenu, but it's mutar bahanoya. Despite Rabbi Abo's rule, wherever there's a lashon lo sochlenu, it means hanoya, but here there's an exception. Say that. Who tells you? It's like Mayim of Chulin that's Mutar Ba'anoe. Who tells you Dam is compared to Mayim, which means ordinary water, that's Mutar Ba'anoe? Eimer, let's say, can Mayim amisnas him agab mizbeah? It's like water that's poured on the mizbeah from this Nisach HaMayim. And that kind of water is also Ba'anoe, because it's Kadesh. Maybe that's the kind of water to which Dam is compared. Maybe Dam is also Ba'anoe, like that water of Kadesh. Omar Rabbi Abohu, he says, Kemayim, and he says, Mayim means Star Mayim, Rav Mayim, most water. And most water is Chulin, not Kadesh. See, Mara said, that's not a good test. Me, did it say anything about Rav Mayim? See, it doesn't say most water. It says water, so maybe it means only like the water of Kadesh, it's also Ba'anoe. Elohim, Mara says, like water that you spill out. Tishpachen means you spill out. I don't spill water on the mizbeach, you pour on the mizbeach. A big difference. Although kemayim hanishpach, not like water that's poured. Water that's poured in the hanami, that water is kadesh, it's nisuch. But water that's spilled means you want to get rid of it. Spilling means you get rid of it. So that's what the Torah compares dam to water that's spilled. It means chulim. And that's why Dam is Mutar Ba'anoe. Say that. That's all we're learning now, but a little correction. In the Tesis of Yishimen, we learn, two lines after Tesis spreads. Little correction. The Kasha was, it states that Gila Nosha Kolon Tabiud is also to Bnei Noyach. So how could you send it to a Goy? Remarbi, the Lo Kosha Midi. The Lekosha Elo of Bnei Yaakov, only also to Bnei Yaakov, not to Bnei Neach. Bnei Yaakov is Dafke. The Kid Matantea, they're called Bnei Neach. Now, Tesis wants to prove it's not also to all Bnei Neach. But the rule is, any mitzvah that's said before Har Sinai and was not repeated at Sinai is only for Yisrael and not for Goyim. That's what Tesis is saying. any mitzvah that's said before Har Sinai and not repeated at Sinai was said only for Yisrael. But if it was for Goyim, then it would have been repeated at Sinai for Yisrael. But since it's said only before Har Sinai, that's the Matan Torah of that mitzvah. That's only for Yisrael. And therefore, they said, that proves, since after Matan Torah, nothing is mentioned about Gid HaNashe, it proves that Al-Kain Lo Yerichlu was said only for Jews and not for Goyim. That's why B'nai Ne'er had not asked. That's a pshat in the statements. The whole law, Nishna is B'shina. Since it was repeated at Sinai, it's not said for B'nai Ne'er. That's a pshat. All right? Now we're learning the next. The Min of Hamaya downstairs.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.